Hello, and welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets or hiding in storage for way too long. The trend of constantly spring cleaning has forced us to face why we have such a hard time getting rid of things and examine our relationships with material goods. Hello, I'm Lana Cuthbertson. I am an entrepreneur living in Montreal, and I have a strict one-in, one-out policy, and I'm working towards a closet full of timeless classics. Joining me on the podcast are Jackie Glick, a producer living in LA, who is an avid window shopper and loves a sample sale, and Courtney Vinaes, an actor, video game streamer, and improviser living in LA with a colorful, quirky, and highly impractical closet. We, together, are the three closeteers on a journey through time and space. Welcome to the two of you.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you both doing on this lovely, lovely day?
Oh my gosh. I'm doing great. I'm actually wearing something that isn't athleisure wear or sweats or it's two pieces, so I had to match a top and a bottom. So I'm feeling good about it because I haven't, you know, obviously the past couple of months, I have not been wearing the clothes that I love and hold on to, and I'm doing that today, and it feels nice.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
You look fantastic.
Oh, you're so nice. Thank you. I tried really hard.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, first of all. We appreciate it. I'm kidding.
I knew the two of you would appreciate it, and hence
why. I'm really excited about today, actually, because it's a little bit different to our usual podcast topic.
It is. We're doing a closet check-in today. The first of what I assume will be many closet check-ins. And I'm really excited about it, too.
Yeah, a bit of a review of where we started all those weeks ago and where we're at and what the closet looks like.
Yes, and maybe loosely holding each other accountable, inspiring each other to achieve those closet goals that we sort of discussed back in episode one and also, you know, just throughout this season.
Yeah, if I recall, Lana, your closet goal was that you wanted a very classic, canonized, one of everything that you need in the perfect color closet.
Yes.
And Courtney, you wanted, I don't remember what you wanted.
I think I just wanted to get organized.
You wanted a tidier closet.
Like, I would love to be that person with, like, a capsule closet where all my tops matched all my bottoms, where, you know, everything, I didn't have to think too hard about anything that I was putting on. But I also know that that's just not who I am. I need to accept the reality of my situation. Like we've determined, I have a very quirky closet. I love impractical things. I think what I have to do is organize it and find excuses to wear all of those things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, we were chatting a little bit before about taking care of our clothes and how we do that. And I've been thinking about that lately as I've been thinking about my closet goals of, you know, wasting less, turning over less, being a little bit less focused on fast fashion and having some of more of those sort of timeless classics. And it occurred to me that a part of doing that is taking good care of your clothes. And I have been thinking lately that I, you know, should buy things or acquire things or think about things in that regard as well. And Courtney and I were just having this discussion about the whole category of dry clean only and what that means to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If something is dry clean only, that means for me, it's just very rarely going to get washed. Like with my dry clean only things, I will make sure I wear like a slip under those things or a camisole. I spot clean them. I've do a few of them. I've like hand washed in the sink with like a gentle detergent, but that's after, I will admit, that's after wearing it a couple of times. Like dry clean only generally means they don't get clean.
Well, I don't think anybody, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't imagine wearing a dry clean only thing and then dry cleaning it right away.
God, thank you. I mean, good. That makes me feel better.
Did that used to happen? Like, was that how you lived your life in the 1960s, you know?
I think maybe. I think my parents definitely, like, went to the dry cleaners a lot. Like, that was an errand I would run with my dad on the weekends.
But he wore suits. You still have to put suits to the dry cleaner.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, you can't wash a suit in the sink. You just can't do
that. You can't. You really can't do that.
But we were talking, I was talking with a friend recently about the possibility of washing, like, a silk blouse or maybe a dry clean only dress of some materials in the sink, just carefully. I've heard that this is a thing that can be done, and I think I'm ready to try it with one particular dress that I feel like I have nothing to lose at this point. I really like the dress, but
in my limited experience, it affects the texture of the clothing. Of the silk, if you were to wash it by yourself in the sink rather than take it to a dry cleaner. Mm-hmm. And there's something, I have no idea. There's this, I think it's a Seinfeld joke where he's like, there has to be some kind of liquid here. Like, I don't understand how you do this dry. But they're, like, the way that they do it, I have no idea. I truly don't understand how it's done. But something about the way that they dry it or the way that they wet it keeps the material exactly how it is now. If you are to take a real raw silk and, like, wash it, I find that it gets sort of, like, puckery.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it doesn't really matter and it sort of chills out, but just as a little warning.
On that note, though, I could kick us off here and sort of do a closet update if the two of you will indulge me.
Oh, please, yes.
I'm excited about a recent find that I wanted to share. Something that I have acquired that I have not necessarily exchanged for it. Like, the one in, there has not yet been a one out. It's an interesting situation.
Okay.
So I was out shopping for the first, like, I have not done a lot of shopping lately out, but I was out shopping, kind of trying to see what downtown looks like for the first time in a while. And wandered into a sporting goods store because my partner was looking for new goggles and a swim cap. So while he was off looking for that, I was just kind of browsing and wandering the aisles, considering, should I get a new bathing suit? You know, one of those painful shopping experiences. Mm-hmm. And I wandered into this sort of like regular clothing aisle and found this rack of really interesting dresses that were billed as travel clothing. I was like, yes, this is exactly what I need. You know, not a lot lately, but for a while now I've been looking for clothes that travel really well. And I found this black, like, tunic dress that works with as a dress with kind of nothing under it. Works if, you know, I wanted to wear leggings or tights or something. Is the appropriate sort of style and kind of material that I feel like I could wear it all the way from, like, beach cover-up to casual wedding. And I have been looking for a travel dress like this for so long. So very long. I feel like I finally found it. So I got home, I was really excited about it, and it turns out it's from a brand based in Montreal, and it's called Fig Clothing, and they do, like, they kind of specialize in this travel clothing that's, like, wrinkle-free, and I'm really excited about it.
I love that. And here's, you know what I'm going to say, is that because that is an item that isn't, like, how could you replace something? Because, like, do you have anything that's that functional? Like, I feel like if you're bringing something into your closet that has so many functions, you know, does that mean you have to get rid of one of each, you know, one of each of those items with that function? Like, do you need to get rid of a wedding guest dress? Do you need to get rid of a beach cover-up? No. Like, that's a dress you're going to use so much, you don't necessarily...
That's a strict addition. I agree.
Yeah. That's... I mean, eventually maybe those other things will go away and you'll hold on to the dress, but that is so multi-purposeful that... I think it stands alone. It's basically, you have, like, six things on one hanger.
Yeah. Yeah, it's extremely practical, and I'm very pleased with myself. And it sort of it is a kind of a timeless classic. Like, it's still relatively fashionable. It is, however, sort of in the little black dress category, which, you know, I do have a few of those in the old closet. One in particular that is like a really great little black dress, but is starting to just get old and pill a little bit. So that might be the one out that has to go, which is sad because I really like it. It's just dying. It's kind of dying a little bit. And then for our regular listeners, tagging back to the, I think it was shoes episode where I talked about the pair of flip-flops I've had for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. I found a pair of sandals that, again, are sort of a good beach sandal, but could also be worn to a casual wedding and sort of in between. And that are easy to walk around in, and I'm feeling really pleased about that purchase as well. And then the only thing I've gotten rid of lately, unfortunately, is bringing in a new pair of running shoes and then throwing out the old pair of running shoes. So that was a direct swap, but running shoes are quite practical. I just sort of reached the kilometer limit for the old pair on my running app, which sounds a little snooty now that I'm saying it out loud, but you know what? Good for me. I like to run. I go on runs, and I did a bunch of running, and I wore out the shoes.
Yeah, I only learned recently that running shoes do have, like, the mile or the distance limit. It makes sense, and I think I realize it's kind of, as I get older and my joints get creakier, I realize how important that is, because you got to take care of your feet and your knees. And your spine is even affected by those shoes. So yeah, when it's time to replace them, you got to replace them. And this is coming from someone whose running shoes are currently coated in mud and have holes in them. So I should probably take my own advice.
It's
time. I feel like, you know, it could be a sales ploy. You know, we could be getting duped at the moment, but you know what? I agree with you, Courtney. I'm sort of at the point where I'm like, I want to, like, actually, my partner's thing that he gets from his grandparents is spend and invest on the things between you and the ground. And shoes are one of those things. Mattresses, also one of those things, just for general interest.
Your shoes actually, like, affect, like, the shoes you wear can actually have long-term effects on your life. So make sure you're wearing the right size, the right fit. It makes a difference. I currently got a pair of little white Birkenstock sandals that have little arches in them, real good arch support. But yeah, got them for my birthday. Thank you, Jackie. And so welcome. I love them. Love them. Walking on clouds.
It's like if Crocs had a baby with Birkenstock.
Yes.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
They're so comfortable.
Courtney, what is your closet update?
Oh, boy. I have gone through my closet quite a few times in the last couple of weeks, and I currently have a big old IKEA bag, like one of those blue bags, just filled with things that I have decided to get rid of. And so now I'm actually very excited because now I can go back to my, like, I can start going back to my, like, pre-pandemic get rid of clothing, like, ritual. There's a whole process. The first process is I take that bag of clothes to Crossroads or Buffalo Exchange. Those are two, like, consignment thrift stores. There are a couple in LA. I mean, there are a couple across the United States. There might be some in Canada, but luckily I've managed to always live very near a Crossroads. So I did actually take my big bag of things to a Crossroads last week and was a little disappointed and surprised when they only bought 6 items, but I'll take it. I am that person who goes to multiple Crossroads or, like, waits. I mean, they buy, the thing with Crossroads, the thing with these consignment places is that they buy in season, they buy specific trends, and everything has to be, like, if it's new or like new, that's definitely preferred. Unless it's, like, a name brand, like, if you come in with something Gucci and it's in, like, medium condition, they'll probably buy it. So that's the next step. The step after that is I'm going to start listing these things on Depop. And if they don't do too hot on Depop, I might, either list them on, like, my Buy Nothing page just to get rid of them or send them to ThredUp. I feel like we should be getting sponsored. I'm dropping a whole bunch of brands right now.
What is ThredUp?
ThredUp. is an app, but also a website, where they do something. They send you, you can request a bag. They send you a bag. You fill it with a bunch of clothes that you're hoping to sell. You send it back to them. You just drop it in the mail. The postage is already covered. And then they pick out the items that they think they can resell. And anything that they think they can resell, they'll list on their website. And when they sell it, then you get, I think, like 50% of what they sell it for in store credit, or like 30% cash, which is kind of the standard across these consignment places. And anything they don't think they can sell, they donate. So if you, I don't love doing that, because if they're like, we're not going to buy it, then usually I'm like, I'll hold on to that. Maybe I'll give it to somebody. Maybe I'll find a new purpose for it. But if you just have a big old pile of clothes that you want gone, and like, it would be nice to make a couple bucks off of it, ThredUp is a great option. They also do have a bunch of really good clothes at decent prices, and I feel like they always have some kind of like a discount going. So I've gotten a few items from there. So yeah, now I'm in the process of sort of like clearing out this big IKEA bag of stuff, which I just love doing. And I have acquired a few new things. Like Jackie mentioned, it was my birthday recently. And my husband was very sweet and bought me a bunch of like pretty dresses that I had maybe bookmarked and showed him and mentioned a few times over the past year. So I have those. And guess what? They're all dry clean only. So
oh, no.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Courtney's going to... I'm after a year of like sweatpants and leggings, and just going over and checking in on my, like, I would go over to my closet. There's a New Yorker cartoon that I think you sent me, Jackie, where a person just goes over to the closet and is just like, just checking in on you. That's me. The number of times I've gone over to my closet and just been like, hi, babies, and just like fingered through my things and been like, I'll wear you again one day is a lot. I've done that a lot. But also circling back to my closet goal, from the beginning of the podcast, was talking about organization. And I will say that currently my closet is more org, and my drawers are more organized than they've ever been. I have, my closet is set up in the rainbow, where all the whites, basically like whites to reds to pinks and, you know, the rainbow. So it's, at first I sort of had a hard time adjusting to that, because before I had everything set up, like, here are my tank tops, here are my skirts, here are my, like, it was organized by category, and now it's organized by color, and I have a much easier time with it. It's a little more inspiring for me. I find myself mixing, I just, like, pull out clothes and that I, like, forget about or I don't think about as often. So we'll see if that's still practical when I start wearing my closet clothes on a more regular basis. But so far, as I've been dabbling with wearing closet clothes, it's been great. And then my drawers are, everything is nice and neatly folded in there. I did something very nice for myself. I got rid of pants that I've been hoping would fit again.
That is such a good thing to do.
It's like, I cannot tell you how good it felt. I had been holding on to a lot of pants that were a little too snug, a little too tight. I was being mean to myself about my body very needlessly. Bodies are bodies. They do amazing things for us. My body survived a pandemic. My body gets me up every morning. So I'm not going to try and squeeze it into clothes that do not fit. And I'm not going to do that to my brain. And I'm not going to, I feel healthy. I'm just, yeah, I don't need to fit into a smaller size than what actually fits. And I bought a pair of pants a size up from what I normally wear, and they feel amazing. My brain feels better, my body feels better, and my closet feels better because now my pants drawer is not overflowing.
That's so good. I'm really happy about that for you.
Thank you.
Good job, Courtney.
Thank you.
I really think that's the right thing to do, especially because I woke up this morning and put on a pair of shorts that really do not fit, and I have insisted on wearing them all day to see if they do maybe still fit. Maybe they just need to stretch out a little. I've like had this narrative going in my brain the whole day, and I'm sitting here being like, why am I still wearing these shorts?
Yeah, it makes you feel bad. The number of times I've worn a pair of pants, like squeezed into a pair of pants and then just felt uncomfortable. It was very aware of it. And it makes you dislike your body. And guess what? Your body is totally fine. Your body
it's
is
the pants.
It's the pants' fault. So that's
it's the pants.
It's
it
the,
is
pants.
The pants.
It is yeah. the pants.
It's not so. You. Well, it's the pants.
Lana, I hope you take those shorts off soon and put on your soft pants or pants that fit and, you know, chuck them. Find a replacement.
Jackie, how's your closet doing?
Yeah. My closet is fine, I would say. I've managed to get rid of a bunch of things that don't fit as well. If you recall, before you went to Palm Springs for the weekend, you acquired a couple new bathing suits for me.
I sure did, yes.
I've managed to get rid of a couple things and replace them with things that either fit or are a little bit more practical for my life right now. And yeah, I think I could do sort of a bigger culling like you're talking about, Courtney, where you like go through everything and you make sure that it's all still stuff you want. I've been hesitant to do a sort of a bigger, like, piece by piece getting rid of it moment because I was never sure what I wanted to wear once we sort of stopped wearing sweatpants mm-hmm. all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I still think I would be a little bit more easy on my decision making, but there are a couple of pieces that I could definitely clear out. That are for sure not going to come back, or some that just don't fit. So I think in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to have to do sort of a summer retrospective of the closet.
Yes. Like I said, we're going to be checking in with each other pretty regularly, so we can keep this update going. And I think you're being very reasonable by not getting rid of and doing a cull right now. I am. That's why I'm not, like, pushing all my stuff out the door. We're doing a slow step-by-step process of getting rid of things. Just because, you know, I don't want it to be like a year from now and be like, where is that one sweater? Where's that one mm-hmm. sweater? Did I really get rid of that sweater? What was I thinking? Was that just me being inside for a year? Was that just me being inside? And it was also like peak summer. And I wasn't yeah. thinking winter brain, Courtney. It's possible. It's very possible.
Yeah, it's still a little too soon to do like a full get rid of everything clear out for me because, you know, I still have only gone to a handful of things in the real world and my day-to-day is still from home, so I don't need to wear office clothing very often still, so I need to take some time with it, but I am feeling really excited about some of the things that I have gotten. I got some jeans that are not straight leg.
How does that feel?
They are like sort of a wider leg jean that are really high waisted.
Oh,
and
I love it.
I'm really excited about them. They're Levi's, which are my favorite kind of jean because they're just so easy. And yeah, I feel really good about it. I haven't been wearing my skinny jeans lately. I've mainly been wearing these ones. I'm going for dinner tonight. I have every intention of wearing them. And I think I wore them to dinner on Friday night.
I was going to ask if they were the pants you wore when I saw you. Because those were great. The whole outfit was great. I was sad when
Thank
I left
you.
And I realized I did not take a picture.
I might wear exactly that again. Because phenomenal. That's where my head is at.
It was perfect. It was very well executed. It was great to see you in like outside clothes because I feel like when we hang out I'm always just like okay I'm gonna put on
I still wear sweats when we hang out
yeah mm-hmm.
or like sweat shorts because it's very hot here now but
yeah no but I'm so happy for you to be
thank you
to be wearing the fashion again. It's fun. It feels nice to like
it does
wear an outfit. Like don't get me wrong, I know I've been poo-pooing my sweats and my athleisure wear, but there is a time and place for them. It's just that wearing the same thing over and over every single day gets a little old.
It feels so good to get back into the closet. Mm-hmm. Like the couple things that I've worn that I've been able to sort of say hello, old friend, to and put on and still feel good in and then feel good walking out the door in. It's like fun. It's very hopeful. It's very nice. It's exciting.
It is. It really... It is. Hopeful is a good word. It's a good, word. There's just like, it's like a nice, it's a nice little light.
It's true. And the three of us obviously love our closets, so it is nice to sort of wear them again. Mm-hmm. And there is a big element of why did I keep this, but I hope that that is slowly shifting towards why did I keep so many sweatpants? Yeah. And
yeah,
and mm-hmm. and we'll know the answer. But for now, it is nice to get back into our outfits.
Yes.
Have either of you ventured into the high heel closet yet?
I wore like a, oh my God, what is it even called? Oh my God, what is it called?
Like it's a like, pump? Kitten heel?
No.
Like like an espadrille, like a wedge?
No. What's a, let me describe it to you guys in as great detail as I can, and then you tell me what it's called.
I love this.
It is a sandal, so your toes are showing. Mm-hmm. It has a little bit of a heel, and you just slide in, and there's just like this one piece mule. Of fabric. Thank you. A mule. Lana, great. I wore a low-heeled mule shoe the other day, and it was weird. Yeah. But it was really, it was only like a 1.5-inch heel, and it's like a wider heel. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, it wasn't a stiletto or anything.
I was playing dress up in my closet today. There may or may not be a sample sale of a brand that I really like going on. Not too far from here. And I needed to go through my closet to see if I really needed anything. The answer is no, I did not need anything from the sample sale. I didn't go. I even asked Jackie to hold me back, restrain me if I started being silly and saying like, maybe I'll just peek in or something. So I went through and I just had to try on a couple dresses, just wanted to see if they still worked. And I did put on heels. And I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so nice. But that was it. That they were on and off in like 10 minutes. So it felt fun. It looked great. But yeah, I can't report back yet if that's a thing that is actually going to make it outside of my dwelling unit or if they'll stay inside for me to admire like little pieces of art.
I wore a pair of heels to dinner around the corner from my house last week, literally to a restaurant around the corner. And it was fun. It was a square kind of chunky heel sandal, like a bit of a strappy chunky sandal heel. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun. I have to say
that sounds very like in the olden days when we would try on our mom's shoes. Like it feels like dress up. It feels a little bit fake.
Oh my gosh, yes, that is what I'm feeling right now, but instead of it being my mom's closet, it's my own.
Yeah.
That's fun. I wonder how long that feeling will last. Hopefully not too long, and we'll get back into it.
I don't know. I kind of like being excited by my closet and like just delighted by all the little things in there. I know maybe it's a little like silly, but yeah, I like going and visiting my clothes. Like I feel like clothes are art, in my opinion. They're just very practical art. Like someone took the time to design every aspect of that. And then I get to like put it on my body and showcase it to the world. And I love pretty dresses and I love pretty patterns and...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think one of the things we've learned through these conversations is that we have relationships with these items and they mean something to us. And to have this whole category of thing sort of like, you know, take a break from our daily lives and then to be able to go check in on it, it's like Ross and Rachel getting back together.
Yes.
We were on a break.
Luckily, we didn't have to wait 8 seasons.
Exactly. On that note, before we wrap up, how would you score your current closet goal status or progress out of 7? Like if you had to give yourself a number out of 7, how do you feel about yourself?
Okay, I'll go first. I would say out of 7, I'm going to give myself a very reasonable 5. 5 out of 7. My closet's probably the best it's ever been, especially it's a small closet. It is not a big closet. It's not a walk-in closet. It's like a little like slidey door closet. It's the smallest built-in closet I've ever had. It's good. It's organized. It looks nice. like I said, my drawers are mostly pretty organized. There's still room for improvement. I would love to have like matching hangers. I would love, you know, just a little more organization in that front. I would love to cull a few things. There's still a lot of things in my closet that I haven't had a chance to wear yet, but I'm on the right path. I'm on the right path. Lana, what about you?
I honestly, your description sounds like a 6 or a 7 to me rather than a 5, but I think 5 is a very respectable number. I think I'd give myself a 4, slightly above average. I'm feeling very pleased about my recent addition and have managed to like keep things pretty, you know, regular and normal throughout this time, but I haven't really... I'd love to do a deep dive, Courtney, as you describe you've just done, and really, 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 really reacquaint myself. Start to just, like, maybe I should try things on, actually, is what I'd like to do. I'd like to do a little dress-up and try on some things that I just haven't worn in a while. I'm curious about how they feel. Even through this conversation, I've been thinking about one particular dress that I think it's time to... say goodbye to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will say trying things on really helps in the decision-making process. Like just holding up a dress, you know, you could be like, this is technically a very beautiful dress. But if you put it on and if you don't like how it looks on you or if it doesn't fit quite right or if you're doing that thing where you're like, I'll save this for when I, you know, for when it fits. No. You don't need that. You don't need that that burden. You don't need that emotional energy weighing you down. Yeah. You got to just, try the things on. And if you have to say goodbye, say goodbye. I do. Give it to a friend if you like really like it, but you know you're never going to wear it. Give it to a friend and maybe you'll see them wearing it. And then it's, what a delight.
Great, great thought. And Jackie, how about you? What's your score? What would you give yourself out of 7 here?
I think, honestly, like, I haven't done that much changes over the last little while. I think my closet, I would give myself a solid 4 as well. Like, it's not terrible. It's organized. I think the majority of it fits. I could use a little bit of, like, revamping in some categories, but also it's a little too soon to go that far. And I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff that is, like, that was very unhelpful to me, like things I would never wear again, things that didn't fit. And it is a little bit full of stuff that is not exactly what I wish it was full of. So there's a little room for improvement.
I like it. On that note, I will wrap us up over here. And before I do our little goodbye piece, we're also going to take a little bit of a summer break.
Yeah,
we've got some adventures to have and some sunshine to enjoy.
Yeah,
and
this has been so much fun. I can't believe that we finished a whole season of the podcast.
A whole like a long season. Like this isn't, you know, 10 episodes, 10 hour long episodes. We've got
we are
full, like 22 episode arc.
Like the old days of sitcoms.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. It's so fun though. And we're so grateful that anyone has even listened to this ever, even once. So the fact that you guys have listened to nearly all or all of the episodes is just very heartwarming and something that we're very grateful for.
Absolutely.
Totally agree.
It's been so fun. It's so humbling to know that we have people listening. And I'm looking forward to our next season.
Fall clothing is my favorite clothing.
I'm already getting excited. Back to school. I've got some pieces that I am ready for. Back to school shopping, my friends.
Never stop back to school shopping.
Ever. Never.
And we're not going to take a huge long break. I mean, it'll be, you know, a few weeks.
Yeah,
generous
a
with
weeks.
The few. So we will be back. Keep an eye on your feeds for us.
Yeah, like and subscribe so that you're notified.
So you don't even have to think about checking back in because you'll just be alerted.
The computer will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's so easy these days.
Yeah, exactly.
I would like to thank our producer, Akshay. Thank you to Genevieve Vincent for our snazzy composition. And, of course, thank you to you, our loyal and lovely listeners. Follow us on Instagram at Why Did I Keep This? We'd be so grateful if you could leave us a review, join in the conversation, let us know how you're doing on your closet goals, if you've been able to say hello to some old friends. And we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.